I'm just going to say that I unfortunately don't have any tapito sauce. In addition, I would like to add that Cheetos Flaming Hot is naturally hot. No extra step needed. Some would say this is pointing out the obvious. I call it food for thought. Smiley face. What I mean to say is, why question the ingredients? The results are what matter, and they say, step one, eat a delicious Flaming Hot Cheeto. So simple. I know all of us have had very busy days, and maybe we don't have that extra few seconds to add in some hot sauce. Why not use those extra seconds for, say, resting your eyes while you enjoy a good Flaming Hot Cheeto? Nearly effortless. When you need to pick a quick way to spice up your day, have a Flaming Hot Cheeto, not Lay's. Disclaimer, this message is totally not sponsored. Just being helpful, of course. No need to read the fine print where I fully endorse Flaming Hot Cheetos. This is a prime example of going from a Lay's enthusiast to a Flaming Hot Cheetos novice. This person didn't know what to do, how to handle themselves, how to respect the chip so that it respects you. You gotta eat it like a fine cheese on a cracker. Savor it a bite. Savor a bite at a time. Lay's leaves no mark on the world. Clearly, Flaming Hot Cheetos does, when handled responsibly. Treat the Flaming Hot Cheeto the way you want to be treated, and handle it with care. Smiley face. I see Flaming Hot Cheetos has quietly risen above the fallen chips. I trust it shall continue to ascend. Picture of got thrown with a Cheeto on it. I've got it winning. All I can say is, it ain't easy being cheesy. LOL. Truly a sad day, and yet I yield respectfully to the winning chip. It was a good run.